is Stories from the C-Suite. Each week we bring you the stories of successful people about how they begin their career, where do they come from, what's important to them, what's in their heart. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Tom Coates, and I will be your guide. This week our guest is Dean Wigner. Now, I've saved this for Memorial Day week because, not just because this guy is a former U.S. captain, he flew helicopter, and he was a ranger, all that good stuff. He also spent time in sales with Mars Pet Care. First time I actually came across him several years ago when he was the founder and owner of Omega Apparel Incorporated, but he's also on the board of directors for Folded Flag Foundation, which I think is important, especially with this week in particular. And something that's near and dear to my heart is Authentically American is a clothing manufacturer that brings business back to the United States so that people can once again buy American. I think that's a worthy conversation to have during Memorial Week. I really hope you enjoy it. If you are a business owner or you work with one, then you know one of their big worries, the big monsters that they face every year, is called insurance. Well, I have a friend named Dave Tobin. He has a plan on how to handle that monster, how to avoid paying that extra premium increase every year. Matter of fact, some of his clients actually get a significant check back. His website is look2insight.com. That's look2insight.com. And let him help you with that insurance monster. Hey, Dean, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited. I don't often get to talk to folks that have an experience that ranges from flying things that I consider just like bumblebees, helicopters, all the way up to somebody that has been on the couch with Fox and Friends. So that's a great story from one end to the other, and I'd like to hear most of all of it. So let's start. You graduated from the West Point. And then somewhere along the line, they trained you to fly helicopters as a captain in the U.S. Army.
That all true statement so far, Tom. So I was very fortunate and blessed.
How do you the helicopters make no sense to me whatsoever? So tell me about flying helicopters. What and as a ranger, what did you do there?
Well, I'll start first of all, Tom. So with West Point, it was a rather small miracle that I got in. An even bigger one that I graduated, and that was really the foundation of, you know, my education and, you know, my professional upbringing, because after you graduate West Point, you know you're going to be serving a career in the Army, and that really was the foundation for so much of my life and really instilled those values. And one of the things that you do as a senior at West Point is you choose a branch of the Army. And Tom, I had no idea until joining the Army that there are, I think it's 18 different branches. So you can choose infantry, which is the heart and the soul of the Army. You can choose armor, which is tanks. You can choose field artillery. You know, there's all kinds of combat arms, but then there's also combat support and combat service support. So whether it's finance or transportation or military police, I mean, there's a long list of selections. Wow. And I was really torn, Tom. One side of me said, you know what? I need to go infantry. That's the heart and soul of the Army. And if you want to be a general, that's the best way to go. The other idea was going the route of aviation. And you remember that movie Top Gun?
Oh, yeah.
So that was one of my favorite movies. And I thought, well, that's the life I want to live. I want to go wear a flight suit. I want to go that route. And ultimately went the aviation route. And I was still kind of torn, wondering whether or not I made the right decision. And at flight school, and just to give you some perspective, on one end of the Army is the Special Forces, Rangers, Infantry, that side. Mm-hmm. On the complete opposite end of the spectrum is, you know, aviation branch. And at flight school, Tom, they made an announcement and said, hey, guys, once in a lifetime opportunity, we're going to have a competition and send one of you to Ranger school. And I thought, wow, here is my chance to go ahead and see how the other half lives. And I was very fortunate, Tom, won that competition. and found out just how miserable it is at Ranger School.
I love it. That's awesome.
And I have fun now because as Authentically American continues to grow and build, mm-hmm. I'm being invited to more chambers, more universities, more Rotary clubs to share our story. And I always touch a little bit on Ranger School, and I didn't know it back then, but Ranger School was such great training for leading a startup. And primary reason being is that Ranger School, they do two things. One, they deprive you of sleep. They deprive you of food and put you in an incredibly stressful situation. And I'm like, that's the life I'm living right now.
That's right.
No sleep and a lot of stress leading a startup.
So, yeah, there's a lot of similarities there. Mm-hmm. Hey, up in Clarksville, there is a company, and I'm stretching to try to remember the name of it, but they were a client of mine years ago, and what she did is she created a way to pick up helicopters in Desert Storm that had mechanical issues.
Oh, and wow.
Because if the helicopters, you know, had to sit down for repair, then they had to send out a convoy all the way out there to get them, and which exposed so many people to risk. Oh, yeah. And so her device would allow another helicopter to come in, swoop in, pick up the one that was down, and take it back to the base. And when she was telling me this story, she was so passionate, and she was so emotionally attached to the service of being able to do this for veterans that she almost got emotional during the conversation. And it's just veteran owned companies, and companies that serve veterans are just amazing to me. And I'm just always proud to have them as a client and just do whatever I can to make their life easier.
Well, Tom, that sounds like somebody, as a follow-up, would love an introduction just to hear her story, because, you know, being an aviator, having flown helicopters and knowing how maintenance intensive they are, yeah. I'd love to hear her story.
I will search my records and see if I could. It's been several years.
Got
and
it.
I'll do my best to try to remember that. The first time that you and I actually crossed base was you guys were clients of mine at Omega Apparel.
Yes.
They're in Smithville. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get into that from coming out of Target and Mars?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you the quick background, and I should start with what's most important to me. And I always start with my Christian faith. That's first and foremost in my life.
Right.
Then I talk about my family. You know, my wife and I last year, Tom, celebrated 25 years together, and it's been an incredible journey. And we have four amazing kids. We have daughters who are 21 and 18. We have a 15-year-old son, and we have a 10-year-old son we adopted from Ethiopia. So, you know, my Christian faith, my family, incredibly important. And we arrived here in Nashville in 2010. And when we arrived here, it was move number 10. And we had moved all across the country, all around the world. And my wife grew up in Jackson, Tennessee, if you know Jackson, hour and a half west. And she also went to the University of Tennessee. So coming to Nashville was like a homecoming, and everybody just loved it. And what I quickly found out, if move number 11 was coming, I was going by myself. Nobody was going with me.
So, she finally got you back to heaven.
Uh-huh. And
as close to the country store there in Jackson as she could get you, which I'm sure you guys have eaten there a few times.
No doubt about it.
Jones Museum. And so good job. Good choice.
And as you know, being a Nashville resident, Nashville is just a great place to call home. And we finally decided, you know what? This is where we want to plant roots. This is where we want to raise our family. And there was only one challenge with that, because I was working with Mars, which is an amazing company. So you'd mentioned Target. I started with Mars in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Opened up an office there to manage all of our business with Target, so brands like M&M's and Snickers and Pedigree dog food. Spent a couple of years there in Minnesota, and then was transferred to Franklin, which is the North American headquarters for pet care for Mars, which was phenomenal, great experience there. But at some point, Tom, they were going to say, Dean, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Time to run this business unit, run this country, be somewhere outside of national. I'd say no. And I could only get away with that once.
Sure.
So that ultimately led in 2012 to buying a company, my first entrepreneur experience, buying Omega Apparel, which was a company that specialized in producing dress uniforms for the military. And enjoyed that, loved that. That's ultimately how you and I initially connected and ran and led and owned that company for 5 years.
Yep, I remember that. It's good company. Now, that was up in Smithfield, so you had a double whammy there in that it helped veterans, but it also helped the economy in that small local town. You know, I grew up in South Mississippi, and like most small towns, there's usually a place close by that years ago it would be like the mill or the knitting mill, you know, where Americans would sew and we made our own products. Our tulle and dye was local. Our clothing was made here, and the manufacturing continued to be offshored, especially in apparel. And then eventually we were almost taking our tulle and dye away, which was just incredible. So the fact that you guys are opening up an American place there that served American employees producing products for Americans, I love that, especially today.
And Tom, I'll share a couple data points, which puts it in context of you seeing so much going overseas, because mentioned graduating in West Point in 1993. Mm-hmm. So when I graduated in 93, over 50% of the apparel in the U.S. was made in the U.S. Fast forward to today, it's less than 3%. Less than 3% is all that's made here. And one of the things I'm most passionate about is job creation.
Yes.
And those 5 years at Omega Apparel, the goal was always to win more contracts. And like you said, employ people, create jobs. But as I started really thinking through this, when we won more contracts, we weren't really creating jobs. We were just stealing them from another town, from another supplier. And that's where I started to have this vision. I thought, what if instead of, you know, creating military uniforms, we created this brand? And what if this brand was only made here in the US? And what if we started to have some success along the likes of Nike or Under Armour or some of these other iconic apparel brands? You know, just think of the jobs we could create. Think of the difference we could make, and think of the legacy we'd leave. And, you know, my partner and I, you know, parted ways because I wanted to pursue this vision. He wanted to focus on those military uniforms. And ultimately, in July of 2017, brought investors on board and officially launched Authentically American.
That's fantastic. So what all products and does the company provide? What all do you guys sell?
So first and foremost, we are a veteran-owned, American-made apparel brand. Everything we do, Tom, no exceptions, is made here in the U.S. And, you know, the first 2 years has really been building the foundation. So your question on products, you know what, we have amazing product, and it ranges from T-shirts to socks to hats. And I was a hockey player at West Point, so I'm a big sports fan. So we're now getting into making athletic uniforms, whether it's hockey jerseys or baseball jerseys or football jerseys. And you know, we are headquartered right here in Nashville, but our production is spread all across the U.S. So we have contract manufacturing in 12 different states,
oh, that's
12
wonderful.
Different U.S. states. So T-shirts, for example, everyone says, hey, it's my new favorite T-shirt. We produce those in Texas. Socks. We're having fun with socks. We produce those in North Carolina. Those are Carolina cotton, knit in Carolina. We produce hats in New Jersey. So again, all across the U.S., 12 different states, but only here in the U.S.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that. Now, what about, are you going to expand that into business apparel as well?
So we do produce, for example, polos to that extent. We produce Oxfords, but it's really going to be a big stretch to get more into dress coats and dress slacks, those type of things, just different expertise, different machinery and equipment. So probably the easiest way to think of Authentically American, really looking to build that next Nike or Under Armour that's all made here in the U.S. So we'll have everyday apparel, t-shirts, socks, hoodies, quarter zips, those type of things. But we'll also start to venture into the athletic uniforms. And one of my goals, Tom, you know, being a hockey player at West Point is a Nike school, which I don't like. But one of the goals is in 5 to 10 years from now, West Point's going to be an authentically American school.
Well, that only makes sense. And why stop there? There's a couple other universities that are affiliated as well.
You got it.
So let's take that on a little bit further. What about, I know that when the marketing manager of a company is looking to purchase Oxfords and they want to put their logos on polos, things like that, then they could tell their marketing vendor that they want to do business with you guys, correct?
That is absolutely a true statement, and that's how we started on the B2B side. So if you're a business, whether it's Fortune 500, middle market, small businesses, you're a charity or a nonprofit, all these different organizations buy branded apparel, to your point, whether it's a polo, Oxford jacket. And just to give you a magnitude, Tom, that market alone is an $8 billion segment. And again, it's less than 3% that is made here.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, you mentioned hockey and being at the university with their athletic department. The baseball is huge, especially, the youth teams. I know that my three boys, from the time they could drag a bat out of the bag, played baseball. And you have all these little uniforms. I tell you that the coaches would absolutely love to have a uniform that's American made.
And here's where, Tom, I should talk about, what we're all about as a company.
Yeah.
Because you and I mean, the country of origin, where it's made, I think it's of value. Even my own kids who are part of the authentically American family, they're probably not as focused on, is it made in China or is it made in Pakistan? Is it made in the U.S.? So our number one goal is to have amazing product. I want people to say, well, Dean, forget where it's made. I just love it. It's my new favorite t-shirt. It's my new favorite baseball jersey. And then they look at the tag and like, wow, it's made in America. And then they start to do the research and understand our brand and our ethos and who we are. To me, that's when it becomes our new favorite. And I should have brought props because you mentioned your boys and playing baseball. I don't know if you've seen anything online about our new sweat activated print innovation.
I saw that. I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. And this has been an absolute, using a baseball analogy, an absolute home run for us. Because it will have, for example, I'll use the West Point example, have a Go Army logo on it. Mm-hmm. And then you sweat or it's moisture activated. Then this Beat Navy message appears. And the impact, the response has been just amazing. People are like, Dean, I absolutely love the t-shirt. And then I work out and I get this hidden message to appear. So, I mean, it has been literally an absolute home run. It's opened so many doors for us. And really, as we use this as a fundraising platform, so your boys' baseball association, I'm sure the parents wear apparel, the kids wear it, you raise funds. So this has been a great platform for us to go ahead and have, again, one, an amazing product, but an opportunity to go ahead and something unique and different and help them raise some funds.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Of course, at my house, dad was Navy.
Uh-oh.
So, we kind of like when Navy gets a sing last, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, Tom, don't tell any of my West Point classmates this because they're not very happy, but we do have a Go Navy. And I can't even say it, but a beat.
I understand. We won't go any further.
But what I do say, Tom, and in all sincerity, is even when the Navy guys purchase authentically American, support Made in USA, that's helping create jobs.
Absolutely it is. And if I remember correctly, there's 10% goes toward a support for the veterans. Is that correct?
We do. That was a very intentional choice. So 3 years ago, I should show. This was our business plan, Tom, 3 years ago.
Yes. It's the best
sheet of paper. Blank sheet of paper. And I'll tell you, Tom, I'm absolutely exhausted 3 years later. I mean, I had no idea the amount of work I was signing up for. But the other point is, we could be so intentional about who we are and what we stand for and our values and our vision, our mission, our values are all listed there. And one of the things we're passionate about is giving back.
Yeah.
And we've been intentional to say we want 10% of our profits to be donated to veteran and first responder charities. You know, these are what we refer to as our American heroes. These are the men and women who are on the front line, you know, fighting for our freedom, serving our common defense, not only, you know, overseas and domestically, but I mean, we've expanded that line right here now into Nashville on our fire and police and even medical. I mean, yeah. We're living right now in a coronavirus, and, you know, to our hero collection, our You Serve, I Pray collection, you know, we've added medical because it's been a big highlight what our nurses, what our doctors, what our medical professionals are doing, you know, serving us right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I love the fact that you guys do that. I know that when we give back, a few years ago, I went back and earned my MBA. When I graduated from college in the dark ages, having a bachelor's degree was enough. So I went back and earned my MBA, and I took graduate level ethics. And we talked about the ethical lens of how you view life. And an entrepreneur that has that ethical lens that says, you know, I want to make a living, but I want to make a living that gives back to my community, my customers, that makes a difference, is an entrepreneur that I think is the new standard of how we do business in America.
So I love to hear you say that, because that reinforces what we're trying to do. And I've had a number of people say, hey, what was wrong with you? I mean, you had such a great career going. It seemed to be, you know, financially it paid well. But, you know, when you're in a big $80 billion company like Procter & Gamble or a $40 billion company like Mars, it's hard to feel like every day you're really making a difference. And, you know, we have really been so intentional that everyone on our team feels like there's a sense of purpose behind what we're doing. You know, we all have families to feed. We have to run a profitable business. But at the end of the day, you know, the heart of our mission, Tom, is our passion for creating jobs. We all want to make a difference. And fast forward 5, 10, 20 years from now, we want to look back and say, wow, this is something I'm proud of. Yeah, this is something that's a legacy-making opportunity that our kids and grandkids are going to be proud of.
Yes, exactly so. And you're on the board of several things, but one of the things that I particularly keyed in on was Folded Flag.
Yes.
Can you make sure everybody understands the mission of Folded Flag? Because I love that thing. I love what they do.
Folded Flag, which is a veteran-focused organization, and just to reinforce what you probably read, Tom, they serve Gold Star families.
Yeah.
And for those that aren't familiar with the Gold Star family, this is a situation, and it's a tragic one, where a service member has lost their life in the line of duty. Yep. And oftentimes what happens, that family is reliant upon, you know, that service member to provide for their livelihood. So oftentimes that family member who's left to fend for themselves, whether it be a husband or wife, is now saying, okay, how do I go ahead and have a career? How do I go ahead and serve my family? And right. Oftentimes they need education. And what Folded Flag does is they provide education for that family member that now needs to go ahead and start a career. And that's one, the opportunity just to serve our Gold Star families. But number two, back to being intentional, Tom, about who we are. When we chose to support and partner with the Folded Flag Foundation, another reason beyond their mission was, if you read about the Folded Flag Foundation, 100% of the proceeds go to the cause.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The founder, Bill Foley's West Point class of 67, he personally funds all the operational costs. So again, back to transparency and being authentic. If you write a check, whether it's $100,000, whatever the amount is, you know that 100% of that is going to provide education for our Gold Star families.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So, sir, you and I chatted about investing in American jobs.
Yes.
And how that's important and how folks can make a difference. But actually, there's a way that folks can do that and not get too deep ahead of themselves as well. Can you share the what we were talking about earlier?
You got it, Tom. And I could not be more excited right now. We have a capital raise and investment campaign, and the laws changed 2 or 3 years ago. Because think back historically, if you're going to invest in an early stage company, you had to be in an angel invest. You had to have a big personal balance sheet. You had to be a venture capital fund. You had to be a private equity. So a very, very small set of America was able to participate this. And just like you and I are talking today, you know, via this technology, you know, things have changed. And there's a company called Nextseed, and their whole vision, their premise, they wanted to democratize the investment process. So now for as little as $100, you can become an owner in an early stage company. And I decided with the focus on our consumer brand that we want to have more of a grassroots investment campaign. So I've been fortunate to have a number of West Point classmates, to have other people that have done well. We have Daryl Waltrip for NASCAR lovers out there, who's also an investor, but you know, they wrote a six-figure check. Now, this is the exciting part, Tom, is people can literally go online to this Nextseed platform, you know, log on to Authentically American, and for $100, they now can be an owner. They can be a future shareholder. And my thinking was, this can be grassroots. And to me, it doesn't matter whether it's 100, 1,000, 10,000. The idea is we wanted to find like-minded people with similar values to stand by us on this incredible journey. And we wanted to have brand ambassadors, champions out there. And it's amazing how well, we're just 2 weeks into it, Tom. But I've had people that have invested a relatively small amount, whether it's 100, 500, or 1,000, send me an email and say, Dean, not only do I invest, but I made my first purchase because I want to start being a brand ambassador. I want to champion. I want to wear your stuff out there. And now that I'm an investor, I've got a vested interest. So it's been fun to see this dynamic play out. And I have to admit, I was a little anxious, had a little trepidation, because we're here in the middle of this global pandemic launching this capital campaign. And I've been blown away at the results, because you know, I mean, coronavirus has been devastating, but one thing that it is doing, it is highlighting the intentional choice we made from day one to have a Made in USA supply chain.
Yes. Yes. And that I think will resonate with most Americans.
It's been incredible. And I think we have had a major wake-up call as a country on how reliant we are on China and all of our overseas. And I mean, one that is crazy to think how reliant we are on pharmaceuticals and drugs. So those that you're ingesting into your body, and that to me is even higher level than what we're doing. But one thing is, you know, apparel. Every single day you're wearing apparel. So it's something that you literally wake up every day making a choice. And that's what we want to start doing. One of our favorite taglines, Tom, is "Where's yours made?" But back to that 3%, I've literally said, you've mentioned businesses like, Tom, great looking shirt, where is yours made?
Right.
And the business will go, I have no idea. And they'll look in the Bangladesh, which nothing's wrong with Bangladesh. But if you are an American company that has similar ideals and values to Authentically American, you want to help create jobs, you want to make a difference, then you're now very interested in the solution that we have to provide.
Well, I think if you're an American-based company, and you're putting your name, your logo on that shirt, then I think you probably would want to know where it came from.
Absolutely, Tom. And I'll give you a visual, because, you know, I'm wearing one of our Army West Point polos, which we partner again with schools and charities. But if you look here on the sleeve, this is our vintage U.S. flag logo.
Yeah.
And I love it when our customers say, Dean, I love it when your logo is next to mine, because it's a subtle reinforcement of our values and what we stand for as a company.
That's very true. Very true. Especially today, we're such a visual society. That's excellent. Good call. All right, sir. You grew up. Did you grow up in California or just go to school there?
So that was one of the stops. So I was born upstate New York near the Canadian border, which is how hockey came to be.
I was curious about that, because that's not the norm in this part of the world to grow up with hockey. It is now. Mm-hmm. And hockey's huge here now, and I miss it, actually.
I think so many of us do. And, you know, for the longest time, this was a football town. It was all about the NFL and Titans.
Still is. Don't get ahead of yourself. It still is.
Now it's a football town and a hockey town. And I was there during a number of the games during our run to the Stanley Cup. And it's amazing how this town just really started to embrace hockey. And to your point, you know, everybody will, or most people will love football, but now they also love hockey. And me personally, I love not only being able to watch the Predators, but I still play every Sunday night playing a men's league.
Oh my goodness. Do you really? That's awesome. Now, I know several people that play on that Sunday night men's league, and some of them probably should not. Just saying, but I'm not going to call them out.
Well, I will tell you, Tom, I'm about to celebrate my 50th, the big 5-0 in August, and yeah. Monday morning, I'm like, oh, a little stiffer than I used to be.
Yeah, that won't get better. Sorry. All right, sir. What else do people need to know about you and your brand? Well, wait, before we do that, I mentioned earlier that you were on the couch there with Fox and Friends.
Yes.
How did that occur, and how cool was that?
It was surreal just thinking back to it, because now it's not just been once, but twice. And I think there's probably three things that came together, Tom, to enable that to happen. Number one, it was just an incredible blessing and have been praying for our business since day one. Number two, it was an intentional focus, because after year one, we said, okay, we've onto something. We believe this, you know, blank sheet of paper and this vision, this concept for Authentically American is real. But we said, we don't have a lot of money for advertising, so we're going to have to rely a lot on free press and PR. So we said, okay, we're going to try and get some national media exposure. And we envisioned a year later we'd be able to get it. But I think the third one is I prescribe more and more, Tom, to the theory, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we were very fortunate, was introduced to Darryl Waltrip, who is just a great American, a family man, a man of faith, and also a NASCAR Hall of Famer. And somebody else, you know, indirectly made an introduction to one of the hosts on Fox and Friends. And I didn't think anything of it, but a month later, I got a call from one of the Fox and Friends producers saying, would love for you and Darryl to come on the show. I'm like, I'm like, we're not ready. We didn't even have a website, Tom, at that point.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize that. That is so cool.
It was crazy. And the impact, I mean, was unreal, because literally overnight, 2 million people heard our story.
Yeah.
And a year later was invited back on again. We've also had a national feature story in Forbes magazine. We've been on Yahoo Finance. We've also had a lot of regional, local coverage here. So, I mean, it's just been an incredible blessing, the story that's been told or the story that's been shared about Authentically American.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the website, so tell everybody what the website is.
So authenticallyamerican.us, and I always reinforce the .us because that was, again, an intentional choice, just reinforcing the equity of who we are. So authenticallyamerican.us, you can also search Authentically American. I know this will be shared on social media, so whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram, any one of the social media platforms, you'll find us as well.
Fantastic. Thank you. So we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back from that, we'll talk about the networking tip. And Dean has mentioned several times about intentional throughout this conversation, that that's the basis of our tip this week. But first, as I mentioned in the intro, I have saved this episode for Memorial Day because I knew that Dean and I discussed the Folded Flag Foundation. Their website is foldedflagfoundation.org. They provide scholarships, support grants for the spouses and children of our U.S. military and government personnel who have died in hostile action. I think that's a very worthy cause to support, especially since today that we're launching this podcast is Memorial Day. As we go about our business life, the things that we do define who we are. Yeah, and just to morph into the networking tip, is, and I've shared this before, if you are a true professional, then you are the absolute best in your field that you can possibly be. And if you're not the best, then you're doing everything you can to be the best. And then you participate in some type of business activity, some type of business organization. That might be, you know, being on the board for the local chamber of commerce, you know, or it might be being very active in our own C-suite here. And then the third thing that makes a well-rounded professional is to be involved and support a nonprofit. You may or may not, probably never will, get a dime or a penny of business from doing that. But it makes you a good citizen. It makes you a good professional. And it's important that we do this. So let's remember what today is all about. It's about those folks that have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we could walk around and be free. That's an amazing thing. So let me remind you of the FolderedFlagFoundation.org. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to our podcast, share it with your friends, let us know what we're doing right. Let us know what we're doing wrong too. I'm sure there's a ton of it. As always, thank you very much for being part of our community.